Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for the best hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, or you can just do a search for the best hour, or you can visit our website, truthought.org. True Thought Spiritual Community is there to help you and assist you. And we would love for you to join our mailing list, and we'll let you know when we're having Zoom sessions and other things that are going on. And of course, our YouTube channel is continuously being populated, and we hope you will participate. If you find value, let it change you, and share good news and things that are helping you in your life with other people. And we sincerely appreciate it because we're here to be truly helpful. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 27, and I'm Brother T, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Rev Claudia Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's lesson is Above All Else I Want to See. Before we begin, let's join together in mind, in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Above all else, I want to see. Today's idea expresses something stronger than mere determination. It gives vision priority among your desires. You may feel hesitant about using the idea on the ground that you are not sure you really mean it. This does not matter. The purpose of today's idea and today's exercises is to bring the time when the idea will be wholly true a little nearer.
There may be a great temptation to believe that some sort of sacrifice is being asked of you when you say you want to see above all else. If you become uneasy about the lack of reservation involved, add, vision has no cost to anyone. If fear of loss still persists, add further, it can only bless.
The idea for today needs many repetitions for maximum benefit. It should be used at least every half hour or more often if possible. You might try for every 15 or 20 minutes. It's recommended that you set a definite time interval for using the idea when you wake or shortly afterwards, and attempt to adhere to it throughout the day. It will not be difficult to do this, even if you're engaged in conversation or otherwise occupied at the time. You can still repeat one short sentence to yourself without disturbing anything that's going on.
The real question is, how often will you remember? How much do you want today's idea to be true? Answer one of these questions, and you have answered the other. You will probably miss several applications and perhaps quite a number. Do not be disturbed by this, but do try to keep on your schedule from then on. If only once during the day you feel that you were perfectly sincere while you were repeating today's idea, you can be sure that you have saved yourself many years of effort.
Above all else, I want to see. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. Above all else, I want to see. I truly want to see. What I want to see? I want to see the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? Just these questions and this conversation is a dialogue that we're beginning to have on a continuous basis, a regular basis with our higher self. I mean, who are we asking this question? What's the truth? And who are we making this declaration to? Above all else, I want to see. We can say, well, I'm saying that to myself. Well, there is an aspect of you that really doesn't want to wake up. It doesn't want to see, but there is a separate self from that self, your true self, your higher self, the Christ child, if you will, the consciousness that you are, not the persona, not the ego self, but the persona of who you really are in God, if you will, the energy of the Creator in action, that self that you know that's never changed, regardless of what's going on in the world or experiences that you've had. It's the self that lives within your heart. That self wants to see. That's the self that wants to know truth. That's the self that vision begins to emerge and begins to be revealed to. And devotion to this, I will tell you, devotion to this one statement, you will begin to get confirmation that you're on the right path. You will begin to get, I believe we all do indeed get spiritual confirmations regularly. We don't always notice them. They're extremely subtle. But if you'll take the time to listen and watch, you will begin to see that there is another way of being in this world. Above all else, I want to see.
Such a powerful, powerful declaration. Such a powerful statement of intention, really. And I like that it says it's stronger than mere determination, that it gives priority among everything else, among all your other desires, this one desire. And we know, we've been taught through the text, that the goal belongs at the beginning. It's the goal of the Holy Spirit, belongs at the beginning. And the beginning means your the beginning means your attention and your focus, that you keep returning your attention and your focus to that which you desire, to that which is aligned with the mind of God. And the mind of God desires nothing more than for you to join with it and to see from it, period, period, period. And we know that what we experience, we don't like this statement I'm about to say, but what we experience is what we truly desire. And so on some level, the things that are challenging in our life, we somehow have called them forth because somehow it is teaching us something. It's helping us to wake up. But by stating this statement proactively and meaning it and having this as our North Star, as our mantra, you know, above all else, I want to see. It's claiming that desire above all other desires that we may have. And we may save years, it says. We may save years of the challenging experiences by placing this desire primary, first and foremost, at the beginning, and dedicating our lives really to it. We don't have to know what it is. We just have to be willing to see. And I really like what you said, you know, what you said triggered something. It reminded me of a congregant that we had in one of our communities. And we had been talking a lot about awakening, which I view, you know, this vision, this desire to see as the desire to awaken. And I remember her saying, you know, you just presume everybody wants to awaken and you're just going to drag us kicking and screaming to awakening. And when she said that, it was so foreign to me that somebody might not want to, or it might not be the right time for them, or someone might prefer the dream at this point, and that's okay too. It's not what I want. What I desire above all else is to see. And then that reminds me of the movie The Matrix, where one of the characters who had chosen the pill to wake up and to see, and really to see what some of these lessons have revealed to us, the darkness of the ego, he wanted to go back into the dream.
He's and forget like, what he knew.
Put
forget
me
what
back to sleep. Yeah. I don't, this is too hard. I don't want it. And you know, he seems like a villain in the movie, but who among us has not felt the discomfort of seeing the truth and yet not, or glimpsing it, I won't say seeing it, but glimpsing it and realizing that it means the release of a whole other world and a whole other paradigm.
Well, it's the whole other idea of who we are.
Exactly. And so we recognize that that there may be emotion on day 27 of this curriculum. And as we've said several times, you know, be gentle. you know, emotions may come up, fear, sadness. Just know it's okay. We don't need to understand everything completely, but as we practice, you know, it will shift. The first half of these lessons are about dismantling. The second half is showing us what we see, what the gifts are, what the light is, what the beauty is. And so above all else, I want to see as a statement is the vision that pulls us forward out of pain into that vision that pulls us forward.
Yeah, and it really pulls us into a different consciousness, a different way of being. We're joining with a different mind.
We're learning that new language, and we still haven't been immersed in it enough yet to speak fluently, to understand,
or to think from that language. We're still having to translate it mentally.
Yes.
When we use the language, we're still having to use the old language to translate the new language.
Yeah.
So we're still thinking in the old language, but we're moving along here pretty rapidly through this first month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So today we just, you know, every 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Or as often as the,
you know, above all else.
Your companion, you know, your partner, and if you have a peace partner in your course studies, you know, you can help them remember, you know, every time you see them today, just say, oh, above all else, I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to have someone with you, and we're here with you. That's why we're sharing that with you in this very moment. Above all else, we want to see. We want to know the truth.
Yes.
And we're on our way.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. We love you. Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.